just see what happens.
Improvise. That's the aim of the game.
Is this the podcast?
Yeah.
Oh.
Hi.
Hi. Welcome to the Granny and Hobo Repartee.
You finally got it right, the first thing.
There hasn't been one in a while.
Not in a very long while, I don't think. Ever since I came back from the Americas.
No, we're not going to go on another 2-hour rant about America, are we?
Yes, we are. We're going to go on...
This podcast might as well just be called Americast.
Yeah, the Americast. So, heard anything about America recently?
Wait,
we have to talk in accents.
Hey,
so, shall we hear about the Americas?
I'll be Canadian. I can't do a Canadian. And what accent? I'm trying to think what American accent's going to do.
Well, I'm just going to sit here and read my magazines. You shoot it. My name's Thomas. Thomas Tank Engine.
My name's Bill. My name's Billy Bob.
Do you know my friend? I know my name's Keith. You know my friend Ellis?
No? Yeah, I know him. He's a good friend of mine, too.
Yeah. But anyway, I did hear something about America recently.
What the flip happened?
They're thinking of starting a war with Israel. This is actual news.
Oh, no. Oh, dear me.
But, like, I mean, nothing's bad going to happen because we're American. I mean, like, for some reason, like, if we blow up in Israel, it won't affect us. But all of Arabia will be gone.
What the hell just happened to your voice, man?
I've got a secret.
What?
I'm a woman.
Oh, shoot. Oh, dear me. This was not expected. I did not expect this one bit. My goodness.
There's also a Canadian accent. And
I...
No.
So,
that's not
Canadian.
Well, I am a Canadian, and I am doing rather nicely. How about you?
You're a Canadian idiot.
How dare you? I will call you an American idiot.
Except, you know what's funny?
What?
Neither of us are American.
Oh, okay. I'm Canadian, that's why. I'm a funny guy, I'm a Canadian. Canadians are good. Yeah, go on.
Oh, fuck. Pardon me. I've forgotten the things that I was going to say. The ideas for this, the conversation starters.
Conversation starters? Such as what?
Were they?
Improvise.
I don't think I'm gonna do deciduous trees.
Insidious trees, no.
Deciduous trees.
Oh, deciduous trees. Ooh.
I just thought that, like, the word deciduous was quite funny.
Well, no. I don't think we should do deciduous trees anyway.
Yeah, I had one that was quite good.
Well, there's always time to talk about how everybody poops.
Well, personally, I always seem to fart before I poop.
No, really?
Because I'm seeing you know where I live at Crate now?
Yeah.
I've gotten back from Chupacanabra Island.
Yeah.
Well, my old bin.
Yeah.
I found out it's the perfect size for my ass.
Oh, okay.
It's a bit full at the moment, so I'm getting Aaron the dog to clean it.
You've grown, then.
Yeah, I'm getting Aaron the dog to clean it.
Oh, lovely. Does he just eat it?
Yeah, he just dives into it. Like, a bit, like, splashes out and hits you in the face. I'm like, oh, no. And I'm like, actually, it tastes a bit like reheated beans.
Yeah, you just use that as your shampoo.
Quite literally.
Yeah.
Isn't there, like, a language, and sham actually means poo in it?
Yep. And so...
You're putting poo in your
hand. It doesn't sound nice saying shampoo. Because you're just... It's basically just saying poo-poo, only shampoo.
We're so childish.
I'm going to put some poo-poo in my hair.
Mummy, I'm gonna put some poo-poo in my hair.
Okay, son. You go and do that.
I love my child so until... God.
Then he comes back, and he has cow feces in his hair. And he's just like,
I did it, Mummy. He's like,
what are you doing, son?
I love Disney made Jack Skellington.
What?
Did Disney do Night Before Christmas?
Yeah, it's Tim Burton. What?
I didn't know that it was Disney.
Okay.
No, I just looked in the back of this game here, and it's in, like, it's like Kingdom Hearts. It's like Jack
Skellington.
Sound like
you said Kingdom Fart.
Good
Kingdom
Farts.
Kingdom
of
Farts. Oh, this is such a
childish.
No, I mean, this is actually, like, high-quality entertainment right here. Fart jokes. Poo-poo.
You know what we need for high-quality entertainment? Do you know who we need?
No. No, we are not getting Lotso Huggin' Bear. We are not getting Lotso Huggin' Bear.
Luke here, he got he got a toy Lotso Huggin' Bear here.
And I think he's already on. Oh, okay. Oh god, he's laughing.
Well, hello there.
Oh god.
Thanks for being my friend.
When Lotso sees you, he just thinks this.
I heard a familiar voice.
What? That's this. He thinks this.
Oh, that's nice.
Oh god.
I always love a hug.
Lotso, you're being. No. He's laughing at you. I think I killed him. I threw him on my bed and he's gone silent. Lotso, are you okay?
He looks depressed. Is this the name of this episode? Depressing Lotso. So you've had an episode.
Lotso frowning bear.
He's
alive!
I don't know if you can hear it in this podcast.
Yeah, you probably could.
Well, the three people, like, what was the name of the person I gave to the person that listens to, the only person in the world that listens to this?
What?
It was like, Joe, I'm Joe, I walk through the streets of Dublin.
Oh, yeah.
Just in case you can tell, we're both Irish. Streets of Dublin. And I'm just, going, ooh, because we were thinking that, now, sadly, this is the truth. We were thinking of making this podcast only once a month.
Once a month? Like it was any sooner before that.
So I think it should be once a week. What do you think?
No.
Post in the log!
Well, hello there. Shut up, Lotso. I don't even know if you can hear this, but Jesus.
It
just won't
back.
Shut up.
Oh, God.
Stop being so obnoxious, Lotso.
It looks so depressed. It's like his tail's like slightly bending.
I can barely see his tail. But anyways... we're probably torturing them because... Shut up, Lotso!
I figured out what the one of the conversation starts were.
What?
Retro games.
Retro games.
What's your opinion on retro games?
Retro games are fun. The end.
But like, what's your favourite retro game?
Oh.
Like, would it be...
Oh, I don't know.
Would it be Mario?
That's a hard one. Mario's good. First Toy Story game's good. SimCity's good. Tom and Jerry's good. I'm just looking at my collection of SNES games.
You forgot.
I don't like Star Wing. I can never. I think the only reason I don't like it is because I'm really bad at it.
So. It is very hard to play. It's just because the graphics.
I think maybe if I can, I'll do a video on that. Oh! I have a thingy that lets me record, like, PlayStation games. So, yes, I'm going to be playing PlayStation games soon.
And a few of them, including Wallace and Gromit, Curse of the Were-Rabbit. I think we're going to be doing them.
I think we should be doing some of them, at least. Wallace and Gromit.
Because, I mean...
Funnest game ever.
Yeah, me and Luke, one night, we were both lonely. We were both at my house, sleeping.
Oh, God.
Luke was in my bed. I was in Aaron the dog's bed.
Yeah, he was just in a little ball.
I had snuck into the neighbor's house, and we played Wallace and Gromit, Curse of the Were-Rabbit, and we had a good fun. I think basically, like, what was the basic thing we did all day on that?
Basically, we killed each other.
Yeah, we kind of knocked each other into water and kind of ate crackers.
That was pretty much all we did. It was a very fun
experience.
Yeah,
we made up our very own game. It's like we're so nerdy, but we're working on a game, as you know, or you might not know.
I don't even know if they know that.
But we're not stupidly nerdy, or I'm not.
Mm-hmm.
Unless it seems.
Go on.
But we're the kind of people that like they get bored of the average game, so we've made our own like versions of Gary's Mother. Stupid.
Sorry.
We've basically
been
we be Nazis on our own games. Not on games. Gary's Mod. Gary's Mod, you can spawn in anything you want. No, we need to go mining in the zombie-infested mines.
Yes, like the zombie apocalypse game in Gary's Mod. Which we will be doing a video on, I suppose.
Yeah, but that one will be scripted.
Scripted, I suppose.
Yeah, and we're going to need more people than just us.
Scripted.
Sounds like
I don't know what just happened to me there.
I wonder what happens if I turn this microphone upside down. Alright. Oh yeah, well, I give you a nice story on where socks come from.
Where do socks come from?
Well, now, when a needle and a thread love each other very, very much. So, like, they've been going out for a few months. The thread's, like, brought the needle out on dates a few times.
Yeah.
That they're in love. The thread, like, the needle goes and have a shower, and the thread, like, unthreads himself on the bed. Sits there with some candles.
No!
That, and then the, thread, the needle comes in, she's, like, just in a towel.
No.
Well, actually, it would be, like, a timble tack. No, this isn't rude.
And, I don't even care. No.
And then the thread's like, hey, baby. And the thread sticks itself through the needle, and they go in and out. And after 9 minutes, the sock is born. Luke, that's the truth. That's where your sock came from.
I don't want to wear socks anymore. I'm scarred for life.
I think the guy, like this imaginary guy we've made up in Dublin that listens to this, I think he's probably like a child now as well, isn't he?
Yeah.
Even though he speaks like... I'd say... You
with
know
his homemade failure gamer t-shirt.
Yeah.
It's like...
I love Luke. I house
failure gamer.
Actually, can you do a Dublin accent?
Yo, I'm a Dubliner.
They don't say yo, they kind of like say...
I know they don't say yo.
Say like...
Neither does Santa, but that didn't stop them from making him say yo in that weird Santa Claus movie.
What was it called?
I think this was called Santa Claus the Movie.
And
it's like, every time he moves his reindeer, he goes, yo! And it fits in, because he goes to New York for the entirety of that movie. It's actually very strange, because it's like, he's going to help any of the, like, poor kid. No, that's not the point, but that's not why he goes out. But, anyways.
If you just heard a cut, or the rest of this isn't recording, it's because I was fidgeting with Luke.
Yeah, they'll hear you if,
That probably came out like boom. It's like, you know what? What's a really disturbing and annoying noise that happened in one of our videos?
Oh yeah, you.
We're having technical difficulties. Oh, I can't do it anymore. I can't do my high voice.
How things have changed. But yes, in that movie, he's like going out on his sleigh, and he's like, "Yay, I'm Santa!" And apparently, there's only one homeless child on the entire planet, because.
You forgot about me.
There's...
Oh, actually, no, I was on I was actually in New York in that time. I was the star character in that movie.
Oh, right. But, yeah, it was just a kid and Santa. So, he just goes over to him and he's like, oh, hello, I'm Santa Claus. He's like, I don't believe you're Santa Claus. And he's like, no, but I am Santa Claus. And, yes, you are a child who is homeless. And that means that you have to be happy even though there's billions of other homeless children. Yes, I'm just going to help you, and I'm going to see you every year, because, you know, there's no other homeless children. Why does that happen? That doesn't work. That doesn't work at all.
Well, we were doing...
Santa Claus movie.
There was, like, this thing, it's like a story, it's like, a young lad wakes up alone on a beach. He takes a walk, and he sees loads of starfish.
And he's on search for diamonds.
He's on the search for diamonds, but he sees loads of starfish stranded from the stone that wrecked his ship. And he saw an old lady picking up the starfish, the thousands of starfish, and throwing them back.
And he goes, hello.
And he's like, the fuck are you doing?
Yes.
Why are you throwing the starfish in? You'll never get them all in. You're mad. And she goes, and she throws the one starfish in. She's like, I made a difference for that one, didn't I? Oh, fuck yourself.
What are you talking about?
I just thought that's like the kind of thing with the homeless thing. There's one person.
What has that got to do with homeless people? Talk about starfish. No, don't get lost though. Give him to me. Give him to me. Lotso, you are getting turned off. You'll even listen to the clicking noise. Oh. There we go.
Oh, I thought.
Ha. There, Lotso's gone now.
We've got my rat friend. Why don't we hear one of Rat Friend's stories?
One of Rat Friend? Rat Friend's stories?
I've forgotten his actual name.
Rat Friend, okay. Okay, who wants to know my son's secret recipe for toast?
Me.
Well then, he gets some sliced pan from the cupboard, puts it in the toaster, and he slides down the thingy
And then he goes like this. He waits for 2 minutes or whatever. And then it goes pop! And the toast goes 5 miles into the air. And it lands on his plate. He gets a knife and puts butter on it. No, literally, he just gets a stick of butter and rubs it onto the toast. Then he throws the knife away. And then, guys, you'll not believe this. He eats the toast. My son is magic. And I don't know if you can tell. But I think he's a magician secretly. Never have I seen toast made so majestically. Now, who wants to hear another one of my son's secret recipes?
Well, I was just wondering, Mr. Rep Friend.
Yeah?
Could you tell us your secret identity?
My secret identity?
I'm a bowling ball!
No, the one that you were the other day on the Minecraft server.
What? Oh. My secret identity is... I can't even remember. Oh, my secret identity is Bear Grylls. Oh yeah, I'm Bear Grylls, baby. Hell yeah. It's gonna punch this tree. Now, building a house is a very dangerous operation.
Go away, Mr. Rat.
No!
Oh, that would be the perfect time for Lotso to go, I thought I heard a familiar voice. How are you, my friend?
No.
I made him sound like a priest.
Approaching Lotso hugging bears is a very dangerous operation. Now, when you need to do, when you get close to him, give him a hug. Otherwise, he can rip you apart and eat your babies. The end.
Well, talking about weird shiz, I think I know what this the picture for this podcast is.
It was.
It's going to be a rat that rats with a butter knife on a piece of toast and a log in the other hand.
A log.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Because so far all of the pictures for our podcasts have been really up. What was the first one?
I think the first one was a gecko. Your gecko from Gary's Mod.
Oh yeah, Gecko wants to tell you something.
Yeah.
Did I send you that picture halfway through the podcast or something?
Yeah, and then the second one was a box of KFC.
Yeah, because of Slappy.
The third one was a seal. Oh no, a walrus with a buckus.
Yeah.
The fourth one was Simon Pegg. And this one is a mystery.
I think it should be a rat with a knife.
Rat with butter.
Well, talking about rats with knives, should we move on to a kind of...
It's a common subject.
A meme. Now, this is interesting, because in our country, recently, a common meme has been released. It's very common now.
Leave it out!
Fine, we'll leave it out. That's just the hint. Search it up.
Yeah, just leave it out. Just leave that meme out, okay? Just, yeah.
Leave it out!
No, just leave it out. Just leave it out.
Come on, leave it bleeding out.
Okay. Well, I don't know what else to talk about. So,
Dolan,
Dolan Duck, best meme, best meme ever. In my opinion.
Dolan.
What are you doing, Dolan?
Stop. That's just brilliant.
Well, I think. Not all podcasts need to be long. I think we could even end it here.
I think at 20 minutes, which is 1 minute away. So should we talk about
20 minutes.
Should we talk about my hair? Because I've got a new colour.
His hair. You can do the honours.
I've dyed my hair again. It's no longer purple. It's now autumn coloured. It's orange. Or is it... Because I think... I have a funny feeling that one of the people who listens to this podcast is American.
Okay. I know some people.
So, if you don't know what autumn is...
It's fall.
It's fall. Just because, I mean, I'm not being racist or anything.
No,
just
I know.
In case.
Well, they most likely would.
I mean, like, they have words different for everything, don't they? They, like, spell colour differently.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have a U in it, which is a bit odd.
Something I didn't actually mention in the America podcast was... I don't know. Well, that was like an hour and something long. I have no idea if I did, but I'm pretty sure I didn't. Because I wasn't really thinking of that for a while. In the airport, Mikal had never been to America. When I went into New York, oh my god, it was so hot. It was so hot there that when I got to the airport going to Florida, you had to take your shoes off in America to go through one of those scanners. And when I took my shoes off, I left footprints on the ground of my socks, and they were steaming footprints. That's how hot I was.
So this is what happens when you bring a paddy to America.
Pretty much, yes.
Or not even a paddy. I mean, you're not exactly like exactly stereotypical.
I'm not exactly a heedle food and moodle doodle. I don't like potatoes that much. And
I don't mind potatoes. I just don't like them.
And I've never tried alcohol, unlike you.
No. Oh, let's not get started about that night. Well, I think this would be a good time. This is just a little short podcast for all of you in Dublin or America, and you've got your little leap card, and you're like, oh, I don't want to talk to you. I want to listen to the Granny and Hobo.
Like anybody says that.
Repartee.
No! You don't stop. You don't press that button.
You do?
What?
We need a theme tune soon. Like, we need to get Oni to do a theme.
It's the Granny and Hobo repartee. Bam. That's it. It has to be completely out of tune and stuff. Like, Granny and Hobo.
That's our own song, so it doesn't have to be.
That's true. That is so true.
So it has to be directly in tune. Granny Hobo. Oh, I can't sing anymore.
Granny and Hobo repartee. Power Rangers go.
Power Rangers. Should we stop?
Activate.
Should we stop?
Activate. Activate.
Goodbye.
Bye.